This is Dave Bayless for Human Scale Business. I'm speaking with Chad Rubin. Chad is the founder of Crucial Vacuum and Scubana. Crucial Vacuum is a successful e-commerce merchant. Scubana provides sophisticated operations automation software to high-volume e-commerce sellers. Chad is also the author of Cheaper, Easier, Direct, How to Disrupt the Marketplace and Create Your Own E-commerce Empire. Chad, you've got an interesting background. You were a financial analyst prior to starting Crucial Vacuum back in 2008. What prompted you to launch an e-commerce company?
So I was covering internet stocks at the time, and I saw internet being a very defensive position to be in. This is the time when Wall Street was just taking a huge hit. I survived three head cuts, and I was actually fired for a difference of opinion on a stock. I started an e-commerce store for my parents. That's really how I got involved in e-commerce. So like being on Wall Street opened my eyes, and then I started an e-commerce store for my parents' brick-and-mortar store that evolved into my own business selling direct-to-consumer today.
So they were selling vacuums or vacuum cleaner accessories?
My parents had a vacuum store, and they're always struggling. So they sold vacuums, and they sold vacuum parts, and they were just really reselling. Walmart had opened up next to their brick-and-mortar store roughly, I don't know, in their last 7 years of being in business.
As you grew, what kind of symptoms did you experience that prompted you to upgrade your operating systems and operational capacities?
Yeah, so I went to school studying finance and only was a cog within a large institutional machine. And when I got laid off, I had to really roll up my sleeves, get my hands dirty. And I started figuring out really quickly what were my weaknesses. And so I loved building a business, but when it came to, say, managing warehouse employees or building a warehouse that can pick and pack and scale and be efficient and streamlined, I saw that as a glaring weakness. So for me, it was, okay, how do I outsource my weaknesses? And B, how do I let technology enable me and empower me to grow and scale efficiently?
So during that process, what was really driving the increase in the complexity that your business was facing operationally? Obviously, growth was it, but how did it manifest itself?
As a direct-to-consumer business, I started selling on 25 different channels online. I looked at selling online like playing Monopoly. You want to be on every piece of the board to win. And when you start to sell in 20 different channels, and then you have an outsourced warehouse, and then you have all these other intricate things that have to happen to properly forecast, make sure you have inventory available, make sure you never run out of stock, how do you feed those inventory numbers and your tracking information to the marketplace that you're selling on, that's when stuff started getting challenging. And as a D2C e-commerce company, your tech stack is just so, so, so important. And most of the technology that was out there was inefficient to really scale, which is how I started Scubana.
So before launching Scubana, what kind of tools were you trying to use to manage your inventory and fulfillment and other aspects?
I could say that I tried at least 20 softwares out there. I lost a lot of money, a ton of time, certainly a lot of hair, and my wife could vouch for that. Thing is, a lot of these software companies say that they do all these things. So for example, I was using a shipping tool to do shipping. Then I was using an inventory tool to do inventory. Then I was using an Amazon FBA tool to do this. And by the time I started duct taping and stitching together 20 different softwares, it started to be very inefficient, very costly, and I started having to use a lot of manual labor to diagnose challenges, which should have taken seconds.
There are certainly systems that at least purport to offer an integrated solution for e-commerce companies. It sounds like you were attempting to take kind of a best-of-breed approach and having a hard time integrating them, but what was it that led you to conclude that even the purported integrated solutions, the Bright Pearls and Stitch Labs and NetSuites out there, weren't suitable for your business?
Yeah, so the two that you mentioned, Bright Pearl and Stitch Labs, are both very entry-level. I'm a higher volume, intricate, complex business, and so Stitch Labs is just an inventory tool, right? It's really an entry-level software. Bright Pearl doesn't do shipping. It doesn't do algorithmic forecasting and purchase orders. It's not a unified software. So the softwares you're mentioning are very entry level. NetSuite is definitely a more complex software, but it was built for really before there was an extra E in commerce. So to get on NetSuite, it takes 8 to 12 months of implementation, setup fees, customizations, and you're still missing things to run your business. So when I say that we built a complete operational system for e-commerce sellers to sell direct to consumer, I actually mean that. It's like 2 weeks to get on board our system, sometimes less. And it's everything you need after the checkout to run and operate and automate your entire business with one-click integrations to all the different marketplaces and sales channels.
At what point in a growing e-commerce seller's trajectory should the founder, the entrepreneur, start considering Skubana?
There's really two approaches, right? You start with an entry-level software, and as you start to scale, you're like, okay, this is inefficient, and you replatform. Now, replatforming is very costly, very expensive, takes a lot of time, and sometimes comes too little too late. So you have to kind of weigh the sort of costs and the headaches of finding the right software for your business now, and then finding the right software for where your business is going to go. And so for Skubana, we typically say, like, if you're doing over 3,000 orders a month, or if you're doing over $1 million in revenue, roughly, or on the cusp of that, you need our software.
And they should be thinking about it well before that time.
Yeah. Like, for example, when I repurposed and outsourced my warehouse, hindsight's 20/20. If I knew it was going to be such a headache to become efficient and streamlined, I would have done it right away. The thing is, I didn't have that insight and the wherewithal to think to, okay, let's efficiently get this operationally sound and outsource it now because it's not a core competency. So it's the same thing with an ERP system. You want an ERP system that's, A, there's no set of fees, there's no customizations, it's one-click integrations, and it's kind of shoes that you can grow into. Not shoes that, okay, I'm going to grow into, I'm going to buy these shoes now, and 3 months later, 6 months later, I'm going to grow out of. So it's really, it's a personal decision, and it's all about where you're going.
In your experience, what are the keys to successfully implementing and using a software toolset like Skubana? What do people have to be good at, and where do they fail to fully utilize the potential of the platform?
The thing is, like, our platform is pretty straightforward, although I've been a user since the beginning, so we're using our own software. I think that you just have to know what your weakness is and what you don't want your higher value employees to be doing, and letting technology do that. So a lot of people that I talk to, they will step over a dollar to pick up a penny. You want to step over a penny to pick up a dollar, and you want to make sure that you're taking all the repetitive, manual, or lower value activities that your employees are doing and let technology automate that. And that's really what we focus on at Skubana. The word Skubana derives from Cubana. We wanted people to sit back, relax, lay back on a hammock, and let their business run for themselves.
Yeah, I've run across that mindset several times where people will look at a monthly subscription rate and kind of choke. And in the meantime, they're in the background, have got all their people doing repetitive manual data re-entry tasks.
Yeah, I mean, what is it worth it to you to have technology work for you 24/7, 365?
You know, looking at your background, I noticed that you have been teaching an e-commerce course through General Assembly. What have you learned through the process of teaching others?
So you've done some research on me. I certainly have a passion for teaching and for helping people. I think it's two things. One is I really have enjoyment of helping others, and B, I've met really cool people along the way. There's this reciprocity or idea of karma, and it comes back at you in some ways that you just never know. Like, some of my best friends are people that actually took the class at General Assembly or reached out to me and said, hey, Chad, I checked out your book. Let's meet for coffee. So you just never know where an opportunity will present itself and take you.
Other than Skubana, what are your favorite e-commerce related apps?
I use Klaviyo for email marketing. I use Slack for our communication internally. I use Boomerang for a zero inbox and for like efficiency and to really manage my inbox because I get so many emails. Evernote, I use all the time. I think those are my like kind of top apps that I use on a frequent basis.
So on a broader scale, what's the best advice you've received as an entrepreneur?
A mentor of mine said that, look, you need e-commerce, master it, become a master at it. Let it sort of define you and let it be your mission, something that you live for. I really live by that. For example, I had an e-commerce business. I mastered it. Then I started a software for e-commerce sellers. Then I wrote a book for e-commerce sellers. Then I started teaching a course on e-commerce. Then I became a board member of the Prosper Show, which is the biggest conference for Amazon sellers. To be a master, something you need to put in 10,000 hours, and I've done that.
So one last question, Chad. How do you keep your business human?
For Skubana, I'm really on the front lines. I'm sort of this parent helping this child become an adult. And I'm talking to sellers, constantly helping them. When you join Skubana, it's not just a software. I really try to talk to people like it's a family. And that's also part of access. So people are able to access me when they join Skubana as a software. And I'm very, very available and respond to emails all day long helping sellers. And that's meaningful. Like, I don't know a lot of softwares where you'll get access to the founder and CEO the way you will at Skubana.